Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Discover Odessa names new director. Discover Odessa has announced. Laura Martz is its new director. Discover Odessa is dedicated to promoting tourism, attracting visitors, and driving economic growth in the Odessa community. We welcome Laura Martz as our new director of Discover Odessa. Laura embraced the opportunity to join our chamber team in this important role. She is energetic and passionate about the travel and tourism industry. We are excited to see Laura utilize her knowledge and skill set to take the department to the next level. Renee Earls, President CEO of the Odessa Chamber of Commerce, said in a news release, Martz brings a wealth of experience to the table. With a strong background in marketing, destination development, and visitor experience management, this expertise aligns perfectly with Discover Odessa's mission to showcase Odessa's charm and create unforgettable experiences for visitors, the release said. I am honored to be named the new director of Discover Odessa, Martz said. Odessa is a unique city with a rich history and culture. I look forward to working with a talented team at Discover Odessa to develop creative and effective marketing campaigns that will attract more visitors to Odessa and contribute to the city's economic growth. Midland College inducts 49 students into Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society. Midland College hosted the annual Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society induction ceremony March 25th at the Allison Fine Arts Building, Wagner and Brown Auditorium. The Midland College chapter is one of 97 chapters in Texas and has been recognized as a five-star chapter over the past 6 years. Midland College was pleased to welcome 49 students into membership of the Alpha Beta Phi chapter of Phi Theta Kappa at its induction ceremony. Terry Gilmore, advisor and Division I coordinator for Phi Theta Kappa, said in a news release, these are some of the highest achieving students on our campus, and they represent the hallmarks of Phi Theta Kappa: scholarship, leadership, service, and fellowship. Phi Theta Kappa is the oldest, most prestigious honor society for community colleges. Students must have completed 12 college hours and have a minimum 3.5 GPA in order to receive an invitation to join. The following students were honored during the recent induction ceremony: Eliel Ascabel, Yosef El Jumali, Doritzi Andrade, Ava Aston, Kaylee Boughton, Angelo Candelaria, Audrey Day, Elvis Dominique, Kenneth Evans, Elena Franco, Katrina Fuller, Dayani Hernandez Galagos, Elisette Hinojos Garcia, Maria Guiomar Garcia, Isaiah Gomez, Aubrey Gonzalez, Dylan Gutierrez, Caitlin Heron, Emily Hinshaw, Nadia Holguin Morales, Alia Jerry, Ahmed Khan, Alicia Lee, Ariana Loya, Aubrey Licon, Emma Mendezosa, Heather Mariaca, Caleb Maurer, Angel Medina, Bella Medina, Magalay Ortiz, Alexis Padilla, Stephen Parker, Felicia Patton, Ian Fan, Kaylee Ramirez, Nehemiah Ramirez, Brianna Aloya Richards, Rebecca Robertson, Francisco Rodriguez, Jaime Rodriguez, Marco Salgado, Gunette Singal, Suma Swartz, Mary Jane Stacy, Octavio Tarango, Jaden Villafranco, Shania West, and Analia Whitaker. teenager accused of raping 13-year-old, a 17-year-old Odessan, was arrested Tuesday after he admitted to engaging in a sexual act with a 13-year-old girl who claimed he raped her last May. According to an Odessa Police Department report, officers learned on March 4th a teenager may have been sexually assaulted last May. During a subsequent interview by a forensic interviewer, the 13-year-old said Joshua Franco pulled her into a bathroom during a party on East 98th Street, held her down, and raped her. The girl told the interviewer Franco told her not to tell anyone or he'd hurt her, the report stated. On March 26, Franco met with detectives and admitted to an act but said it was consensual. The actual act was redacted from the report. Detectives later pinpointed the day of the alleged act to May 28. Franco was arrested on suspicion of aggravated sexual assault of a child. He was released from the Ector County Jail Wednesday after posting a $50,000 surety bond. Fugitive sex offenders from Houston, Odessa added to Texas' 10 most wanted list. The Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, has added Braylon Lee Smart and Christopher Michael Anderson to the Texas 10 most wanted sex offenders list. Texas Crime Stoppers is now offering a cash reward of up to $3,000 for information leading to each of their arrests. All tips are guaranteed to be anonymous. Braylon Lee Smart, 27, of Houston, has been wanted out of Harris County since February 2023 for evading arrest detention with a previous conviction. Additionally, in October 2023, multiple warrants were issued out of Harris and Fort Bend counties for Smart's arrest for failure to register as a sex offender. Smart is also wanted out of Orange County, Florida, for attempted homicide, and wanted out of Maricopa County, Arizona, for failure to appear. In 2020, Smart was convicted of battery on a law enforcement officer in Florida. Additionally, in 2020, he was convicted of sexual assault following an incident with a 20-year-old female and subsequently sentenced to 2 years confinement in a Texas Department of Criminal Justice prison. According to a news release, Smart is 5'9" tall and weighs 180 pounds. He has tattoos on his neck, chest, and both arms. In addition to Houston, he also has ties to Missouri City, Texas, and Orlando, Florida. Christopher Michael Anderson, 46, of Odessa, has been wanted since October 2023 after the Ector County Sheriff's Office issued a warrant for his arrest for failure to comply with sex offender registration requirements. In 2003, Anderson was convicted of obstruction, retaliation, and subsequently sentenced to 10 years confinement. Additionally, in 2003, he was convicted on 4 counts of aggravated sexual assault of a child following incidents with an 8-year-old girl and 9-year-old girl. Anderson was subsequently sentenced to 20 years confinement for each offense to be served concurrently. In 2017, Anderson was released from a TDCJ prison on parole. According to the release, Anderson is 5'10" tall and weighs 175 pounds. He has a tattoo on his upper right arm and scars on his back and near his right eye. Funded by the Governor's Criminal Justice Division, Texas Crime Stoppers offers cash rewards to any person who provides information that leads to the arrest of one of Texas' 10 most wanted fugitives or sex offenders. In 2023, DPS and other agencies arrested 47 Texas 10 most wanted fugitives and sex offenders, including 23 sex offenders and 12 gang members. In addition, $111,500 in rewards were paid for tips that yielded arrest. To be eligible for cash rewards, tipsters must provide information to authorities using one of the following three methods. Call the Crime Stoppers hotline, 1-800-252-TIPS, that's 8477. Submit a web tip through the DPS website by selecting the fugitive you have information about, then clicking on the link under their picture. Submit a Facebook tip by clicking the Submit a Tip link under the About section. All tips are anonymous, regardless of how they are submitted, and tipsters will be provided a tip number instead of using a name.
Midland principal preps to kiss a cow after students reach fundraising goal, March 22, 2024, by Kathy Chateau. One can say that James Bowie Fine Arts Academy principal Anna Schaff has motivated the school's students to successfully fundraise for the school. Principal Schaff took to Facebook recently to share the Bowie Bulletin newspaper, wherein it was revealed that Bowie students attained their goal for the PTA's No Hassle fundraiser. In light of the student body's achievement, the school administrator will keep her promise to kiss a cow Thursday, March 28th at 8 a.m. The special showcase is open to students and teachers only. Students feel free to wear your best cowboy cowgirl outfit on this day, the school stated in its newsletter, noting that cow prints can naturally also be worn too. The PTA's No Hassle fundraiser helps provide resources for teachers and administrators to ensure student success, according to the school. James Bowie Fine Arts Academy is a K through 6th grade school located in Midland that is committed to growing all students intellectually and artistically, according to its website. Listen to this story at 2 p.m. daily via the Recording Library of West Texas at www.recordinglibrary.org livestream. Acclaimed author Candace Millard to speak at Midland College, March 27, 2024, by staff report. Award-winning author Candace Millard, who penned the New York Times bestsellers The River of Doubt, Destiny of the Republic, Hero of the Empire, and River of the Gods, will take part in the Davidson Distinguished Lecture Series at Midland College. An Evening with Candace Millard is a free event that will take place from 7 to 8 p.m. Thursday, April 11th at the Allison Fine Arts Building, Wagner and Brown Auditorium at 3600 North Garfield in Midland. Tickets are not required for general admission seating. During her presentation, Millard will discuss her stories of courage and determination, ambition and envy, genius and desperation, triumph and regret. She will explain the elements of effective storytelling, detail her writing process, and share stories from her own, often harrowing research trips, according to MC. Millard's book, Hero of the Empire, was named Amazon's number one history book of 2016. She lives in Kansas City with her husband and three children. Preferred seating for the April 11th event and reception meet and greet with Miss Millard are available for Midland College Friends of the Series and distinguished donors, $1,000 minimum donation in 2024. Find this story in audio for blind and low vision adults, 2 p.m. daily on the Recording Library of West Texas radio station at www.recordinglibrary.org livestream. Found in translation, bilingual Chevron employees serve special need in West Texas. March 27, 2024, by Mike Aldex. Puentes means bridge in Spanish, but for 29-year-old Odessa native Luis Nieto, the word also means safety and opportunity. For his colleagues in the oil field, Nieto and a growing group of employees at the Chevron Mid-Continent Business Unit, MCBU, are part of the unique bilingual Puentes program, which provides translations on a wide variety of safety documents and processes to primarily Spanish-speaking colleagues. What makes this program unique, of course, is that the translations must account for the Spanish dialect that is distinctive to West Texas. Out here, we call it West Texas Spanish, Nieto says proudly. In other words, this isn't as simple as entering text into Google Translate. Due to the special dialect born from the amalgamation of cultures distinctive to the region, not all Spanish-language documents outlining processes and procedures will read the same, despite Spanish-speaking West Texans. Some versions of Spanish can be really hard to understand, he said. Nieto is among the Manio Dacen natives whose parents migrated from Chihuahua, Mexico, and pursued careers in the oil industry. While his father became a skilled industry veteran, the language barrier was an obstacle in his career. The bilingual Puentes program aims to remove those barriers at Chevron, not just by providing information on important safety processes, but also by communicating opportunities for career growth. The company's investment in the program just kind of backs what Chevron always talks about in terms of safety and diversity, Nieto said. It's not just something they put on a poster board, it's something they put into action, translating safety and opportunity. Chevron provided Nieto's first job out of college, starting as an operator. The company would eventually help sponsor his second college degree, an associate's degree in occupational health safety, and a bachelor's degree. That would pave an eventual path to becoming a health, safety, and environment field specialist for MCBU. Prior to the formation of the bilingual Puentes program, Nieto and several other bilingual colleagues who grew up locally were asked on a case-by-case basis to help with written or verbal translations. As a safety specialist, Nieto saw the need for accurate translations in the oil field, where a large number of workers are primarily Spanish-speaking. Among the safety procedures that Chevron wants all workers to be clear about is the stop work rule. The company-wide practice mandates that any worker at any level of the company can stop work at any moment if they deem it unsafe. They are empowered to stop the work without consequence. Once, when the stop work rule was being communicated to a group out in the field, Nieto noticed the workers nodding, but wondered if they really understood what was being said. So he pulled each worker aside and explained the rules one-on-one in their native dialect. Some colleagues were surprised to learn they had the power to stop work at any moment. But as Nieto notes, without the interaction in their native tongue, something so important may not have been well understood. The bilingual Puentes program works to replicate this line of communication more widely and efficiently. We're closing the gaps wherever we can find them, Nieto said. Found in translation. Seeing its value, Chevron encouraged employees to formalize a program for translations. The bilingual Puentes program is now a central source for translations at MCBU, said Martin Ocampo, a facilities engineer. The program is being built with the framework so that all of the MCBU knows that if we need translations, the bilingual Puentes program can do it, Ocampo said. Nieto said Ocampo was among the early translators tasked with formalizing the program. Martin reached out to me because he knew I had done some translations. Nieto said, I pretty much reached out to the folks that I know who are like me, whose families migrated from Chihuahua or northern Mexico. Jose Mendoza, automation analyst for Chevron MCBU, said he became involved because he knew Lewis in the field and their kids attend the same school. So we will see each other at other events or school and we'd be, hey, we're trying to implement this program and I know you are from Chihuahua. Would you be willing to help? Mendoza said. When Mendoza came to the U.S., he knew a little bit of English, which became a barrier for him later in college and working in the oil field. Now, he helps provide translations. I know exactly how it feels to be like, okay, what is going on here? What are the rules? You don't know, Mendoza said. It takes a lot to learn a language. Hugo Natividad, a field construction representative, said providing translations helps his colleagues in the field feel included. We want them to know they're part of the team, he said. The program helps to orient workers within the company, added Hector Loya, a senior health safety specialist. Loya is also a member of the Chevron SOMOS Employee Network, a company-sponsored, employee-run network aiming to foster education and advancement for Latin American and Hispanic employees. If we can make you comfortable, if we can communicate what's needed in a way that you can understand it, you're going to be able to get the job done better, safer, and more reliably, Loya said, translating into growth. Pamela Segundo, a facilities engineer, was raised locally speaking both English and West Texas Spanish. While helping to provide translations, she formed strong bonds with other members of the bilingual Puentes team. I encourage everyone to be involved because it really is a team effort, Segundo said. Into the future, program members hope to grow and maintain a comprehensive database of translated documents. That way, most requests for translations can be fulfilled with a quick email attachment. The program is also producing videos in the local dialect as another tool to bridge communication gaps. As a team, they're making good progress, said Nieto. That's good news to a safety specialist from Odessa who wants what is best for his colleagues, family, and neighbors. This is what it means to build a bridge, he said. Find this story and audio Radio for Blind and Low Vision Adults, 2 p.m. daily, on the Recording Library of West Texas Radio Station, www.recordinglibrary.org, live stream. Support sought for a First Responders Appreciation Event in Midland, March 25th, 2024, by staff report. It's time to shower our first responders with the Aloha Spirit. Back the Red and Blue in the 432 will have a luau theme for its 8th annual First Responders Appreciation Day on Saturday, May 11th. The event, free to first responders and their families and open to the public, will take place at the American Legion Lynch Post, number 19 in Midland. The family-friendly event will feature live music, raffles, games, and food. Proceeds from the event will be donated to Greenwood Volunteer Fire Department and Midland County Northeast Volunteer Fire Department. Several sponsorship opportunities are available, and silent auction and raffle will also raise money for the organizations. This year, Back the Red and Blue in the 432 is excited to partner again with the American Legion Post 19's Legionnaires as a national security pillar to also honor the heroes of 9/11. Those wishing to participate this year are asked to contact backtheredandblue@gmail.com or text Sandy at 432-557-6346. You may also follow Back the Red and Blue in the 432 on Facebook for updates. With your help, we can make this a great event, said Sandy Lundberg of Back the Red and Blue in the 432. It's the perfect time to show our first responders that we appreciate and support them. Sponsorship levels deadline May 1st, 2024. Patriot level, $5,000 plus. Sponsor, name, logo displayed to stand out on event banner. Sponsor will receive 2 event tables for 8 near stage, 16 shirts, and 16 event and bracelets. Hero level, $2,500 plus. Sponsor name logo displayed to stand out on event banner. Sponsor will receive a table for 8 near stage, 8 shirts, and 8 event and bracelets. Guardian level, $1,000 to $2,499. Sponsor name logo will be on the event banner. Sponsor will receive 5 shirts and 5 event bracelets. Protector level, $500 to $999. Sponsor name and logo will be on the event banner, will receive 3 shirts and 3 event bracelets. Rescuer level, $50 to $499. Sponsor name will go on the event banner, will receive 2 event shirts and 2 event bracelets. More opportunities to sponsor. Event shirt, approximately $1,500 to $2,200, could be less. Shirts can be co-branded on the sleeve with a sponsor logo on the sleeve. We will order approximately 100 to 125 shirts. All sponsors receive shirts depending on their level of sponsorship. Main event sports on air. Dunk tank, $300. 105-foot obstacle course, $800. Rock wall, $1,200. Awning, 20 by 40, $900. Mechanical bull, $1,000. Sumo wrestling, $350. Water slide, $500. West Texas axe throwing, 5 hours, $600. B&M party rentals, 360 photo booth, 4 hours, $325. Candy bags, given to all first responders attending, $300 approximately. Listen to this story at 2 p.m. daily on the Recording Library of West Texas Radio Station at www.recordinglibrary.org live stream. Experiment created by Midland students joins SpaceX launch March 25, 2024 by staff report. Alyssa Urbina traveled to Florida last week to witness a SpaceX launch, but the rocket wasn't the only thing she wanted to see lift off into outer space. Alyssa was part of a team of Midland High School students that created a science experiment that will be tested at the International Space Station, ISS. The experiment boarded the NASA SpaceX rocket for its 30th commercial resupply mission. The cargo spacecraft launched Thursday, March 21st, and docked at the ISS early Saturday, March 23rd, according to NASA. Alyssa and schoolmates Catalina Rodriguez and Ulysses Hernandez made the science experiment during the Go for Launch program in the fall of 2022. Selected to be launched to the ISS, their experiment involves testing the iron levels of fruit flies based on various diet. The ultimate purpose of the experiment is to see if adjusting an astronaut's diet could reduce the effects of microgravity on bone density. The whole process has been a really cool opportunity to use our creativity and to do our own research on a topic we love, said Alyssa, who aims to pursue aerospace engineering in college. The Midland ISD lauded the student team for its success and also credited Midland Development and Chevron for being instrumental in bringing Go for Launch to Midland. Recently, Legacy High student Brianna Ortiz was selected to attend the International Space School in Australia after participating in Midland Go for Launch. Go for Launch aims to launch student involvement in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM. This project aligns itself with the growing space industry in West Texas surrounding the Midland International Air and Spaceport at the Spaceport Business Park. The school district stated, "Find this story and audio for blind and low vision adults, 2 p.m. daily, on the Recording Library of West Texas radio station, www.recordinglibrary.org, live stream. Bush Family Homes State Historic Site to celebrate National First Ladies Day, March 22, 2024, by staff report. All 46 First Ladies in U.S. history, including the two who called Midland home, have a significant impact on American history, society, and culture. The Bush Family Home State Historic Site will celebrate their legacy on National First Ladies Day on Saturday, April 27th, with a free event featuring a variety of activities for the whole family. The event will run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Bush Family Home at 1412 West Ohio Avenue in Midland. It will offer a self-guided tour of the Bush Family Home, fun, games, and crafts for kids, an exhibit highlighting some of the First Ladies and the major causes for which they advocated, and First Ladies trivia for both adults and kids with prizes. Our National First Ladies Day event will be a fun experience for the whole family, and we look forward to shining a light on the importance of First Ladies in our nation's history, who are often overshadowed by the presidency, Bush Family Home educator Don Zavodny said. The Bush Family Home joined the Texas Historical Commission in 2023 and is one of the 38 sites in the state of Texas. Its normal operating hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The last tour begins at 4:15. Find this story in audio for blind and low vision adults, 2 p.m. daily, at the Recording Library of West Texas radio station at www.recordinglibrary.org, live stream. Permian Basin String Quartet to perform Spring Recital, March 26, 2024, by Kathy Chateau. The Permian Basin String Quartet will greet the new season with Reflections in C, a spring recital, Saturday, March 30th at 7:30 p.m. at the First Methodist Midland. The recital offers a chance to hear the quartet perform Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart String Quartet in C major, K465, Dissonance, as well as Dmitri Shostakovich's String Quartet No. 1 in C major, OP 49. At this writing, tickets are still available and are $25 for general admission and $12 for students. Purchase them via the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center by calling 1-800-514-3849 or at the door. The First Methodist Midland is located at 300 North Main Street in Midland. Find this story in audio for blind and low vision adults, 2 p.m. daily, at the Recording Library of West Texas radio station, www.recordinglibrary.org, live stream.
Here is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, March 28th. Long-time friendship entails frequent visits from couple. Dear Abby, my husband is an outdoor enthusiast and has a group of guys he goes hunting with every year. One of them has started coming out west to vacation at our house twice a year and now has followed us to our warm weather winter home. When he stays at our place, we fix all the meals, and he uses our washer, dryer, and detergent for several loads of laundry each time. He's a longtime friend and brings his spouse, with whom I get along well. But as time goes on, their visits are becoming more frequent and longer in length. Always being the host and entertaining makes me anxious. My husband can't seem to understand what my issue is when I try to talk with him about it, but I feel that seeing these folks a couple times a year is more than enough to keep the friendship going. How can I get my husband to understand my side without ruining the friendship? Signed, Hosted Out. Dear Hosted Out, these people may be friends, but your hospitality is being taken advantage of. Try once more to explain to your husband that their visits are happening too often. However, if he doesn't accept it, then arrange a vacation for yourself the next time they are expected to arrive. By this, I mean pack a bag and go to a hotel. Perhaps when your husband has to assume all the responsibility for these freeloading friends, he will see the light. I can't believe the wife would let you do all the work by yourself. How lazy and insensitive of her not to volunteer. Dear Abby, my sister Maggie has turned into one of those crazy cat ladies. We have been encouraging her to move into assisted living, but she says she'd rather be dead than give up her cats. When we visit her, we bring along air freshener. Maggie has gone nose blind to the smell and argues her house does not stink. My wife will not walk in until after I have sprayed the house. Among Maggie's other issues, her children have abandoned her. We had to hire people to help her out because no one in her son's family would take the job. When my mother got sick, my wife and I stepped up and gave her 24/7 care. Taking care of my sister was not part of my retirement plan. Her retired son and his family not doing their part has caused a rift between us. Please advise. Signed, Above Beyond in the South. Dear A.B., what a caring and responsible brother you are. If there are no alternatives, it appears you may be taking care of Maggie until her passing. That her son has shirked his responsibility is disgraceful. It may also be elder abuse. Your sister may be unaware of the fact that some assisted living places do allow residents to have pets. Maggie might be more amenable to moving if you help her find one. However, if that isn't feasible, consider discussing this with an attorney as well as Adult Protective Services. Contact Dear Abby at www.dearabby.com or Post Office Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.